At a Rose Garden ceremony today, President Bush tapped another close White House advisor for his cabinet, this time to replace Rod Page as Secretary of Education.
The issue of education is close to my heart. And on this vital issue, there's no one I trust more than Margaret Spellings.
Margaret Spellings has been an assistant to the president for domestic policy for the past 4 years. She has helped shape White House positions on health care, criminal justice, and the faith-based initiative, just to name a few issues. But as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, no public policy has been more important to Spellings than education.
Margaret Spellings, a mother of four, was born in Michigan and raised in Houston, Texas. She attended the University of Houston, where she studied journalism and political science. In 1988, as head of the Texas Association of School Boards, Spellings caught the eye of Karl Rove, President Bush's longtime advisor. 6 years later, Mr. Bush ran for governor and picked Spellings as his political director, but it was her advice on education that Mr. Bush valued most. Spellings spearheaded major school reform legislation in Texas that would later become the blueprint for the president's No Child Left Behind Act. Politically, Spellings is viewed as a pragmatist, and that should serve her well, says Jeannie Allen of the Center for Education Reform.
This is a lady who has been very skilled at working with both parties and working with legislatures, and I think Congress is no exception. So I suspect you're going to see seasoned leadership and consistency and a discipline to get done what they want to get done in a short amount of time.
A larger Republican majority in Congress next term, though, does not necessarily mean the president will be able to expand the reach of No Child Left Behind. With federally mandated testing and yearly evaluation of elementary schools already in place, President Bush now wants to focus on high schools and new mandatory tests in reading and math in the 11th grade. Although party leaders predict easy confirmation for Spellings, expanding No Child Left Behind is going to be a very hard sell. Congressman George Miller is a Democrat from California.
Members of Congress on both sides of the aisle, conservatives, liberals, Democrats, Republicans, are going to hear from local school districts who said you broke your promise on special education, you didn't fully fund it. You broke your promise on No Child Left Behind, you didn't fully fund it. And now you want to saddle us with the third set of costs and mandates and not fund that?
Republican leaders today described Spellings as a superb and able choice for Secretary of Education. Some, though, are wary of her views on social issues. A year after she moved to Washington, Spellings angered conservatives when she went on C-SPAN, and in response to a question about the decline of the traditional family, she said, "So what? There are lots of different types of families." At the time, Spellings was divorced and raising two young daughters. She has since remarried and stayed away from television appearances. Until today, in the Rose Garden, where Spellings choked up as she accepted the nomination.
I believe in America's schools, what they mean to each child, and to the strength of our great country. Mr. President, thank you for this opportunity and for your continued trust and confidence in me.
Good job.
Thank you.
If confirmed, the 46-year-old Spellings would be the second woman ever to become U.S. Secretary of Education. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.